真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来，还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。犹大问耶稣说：主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说：人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人，就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
Today's Bible reading comes from John chapter 14, verse 15 to 24. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he loves you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you will also live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas said,But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us, but not the world? Jesus replied, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them, and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.
弟兄姊妹平安
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
在我们没有进入今天的信息之前，有两件事先说一下。
So before we enter into our message today, I would like to mention something.
下个星期的午餐以后
after lunch next week,
我们希望有一个我们叫做家事分享会。
So we are hoping to organize a meeting for family matters.
就是我们来讨论一下我们要不要我们继续这种中英的形式聚会呢，还是我们分开聚会。
And that is we want to decide if we want to continue the English and Chinese combined service.
我们试行一个月的时间。
So we will be testing it for 1 month.
然后我们看看我们应该做什么样的选择对大家有最大的好处。
And we will decide which way will benefit everyone the most.
有些弟兄姊妹也提出来，就是说，鼓励我们的孩子们能够跟大人来一同敬拜。
And some people are saying we encourage our younger children to join us in worship.
有人说不行，这样我们的整个聚会就乱套了。那我们怎么办呢？
And some people say the children will cause too much trouble.
所以我们来大家商议一下这个事应该怎么办。
And so we will have some time of discussion.
所以大家想一想。
And so everyone should consider this.
这个我们所说的我们不走民主的思想，不接受民主的思想。
Sometimes we mention that we don't accept democracy.
因为这个民主的想法容易使我们对于独一之真理、独一之真神的问题把它冲淡。
Because sometimes democracy can cause us to be confused about the one truth and the one Lord.
那么 可是在非真理的问题上、
But in issues that are not concerned with the truth,
然后又是关于我们每个人的问题、
Issues、that are involving everyone here.
所以我们还是要使用民主、
We will use democratic method.
所以要听听大家的意见。
And so we will listen to everyone's suggestions.
另外就是咱们家事分享的时候。
And the other thing we want to mention in the family meetings.
所有大家对教会的疑问。
Everyone, all of the questions we have.
都在那个时间可以提。
We encourage you to raise them.
这个我们中间有一个希望是在主的爱中的一个很好的对话。
And so in love, we hope that we may have a discussion.
所以这是第一个事情，先跟大家报告一下。
And this is the first thing I would like to announce for us today.
第二件事情。
The second.
就是今年是2017年。
Is that it is 2017 this year.
明年就2018年了。
And next year will be 2018.
你说这不废话吗？
You might say, oh, thank you, that's obvious.
2018年是很特殊的一年。
However, 2018 is a very special year.
大家想想为什么特殊。
And what is special about it?
非常好，以色列复国第70年。
The 70th anniversary of the Kingdom of Israel.
就是70对于圣经在上帝面前是非常重要的一个数字。
And the number 70 is a very sacred number in the scriptures.
所以明年会不会有什么特别的事情发生？
And so will something special happen next year?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
反正总之现在这个时间我们看到已经面对着世界末了的那个情况在加速的发展。
However, we can see that the world is entering towards the end times.
所以再一次提醒大家。
And so once again, I remind everyone.
主来的日子已经很近了。
That the day of the Lord's coming is near.
现在世界的矛盾无法解决。
And today the conflicts in the world will not be resolved.
而且那个核武器都在那里准备好了。
And the nuclear weapons have been prepared.
那么什么时候那个东西一用就结束了。
And as when they are used, everything will be over.
所以鼓励大家要为自己做好准备。
And so I encourage everyone to be prepared.
圣经让我们要警醒，不要睡觉。
The scripture says to be aware, but do not sleep.
好，今天我们要传讲的信息是关乎信仰它的表达问题。
And so the passage that we are sharing today is about your expression of your faith.
先问大家一个问题。
Firstly, I would like to ask everyone something.
我们为什么来信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Christ?
信仰到底要给我们一个要带来它主要的目的对我们为什么呢
So what is the purpose of our faith?
教给我们该怎么活
Is it to teach us how to live?
回家
Is it to return home?
有盼望回家
Is it for hope?
好当然圣经并没有给我们一个标准的答案
Now the scripture doesn't give us a clear response
可是我们透过整本的圣经我们可以体会
But however through the entire scriptures we can come to understand
是要叫我们从今一直到永恒成为蒙福的人
That from today until eternity we may beblessed people.
成为蒙福的人是我们信仰的那个核心目的。
To be blessed is the goal of our faith.
神起初创造我们的时候
When the Lord created the world,
就是要赐福给我们的。
He wanted to bless us.
那么我们今天在耶稣基督里
And today in Christ,
要使我们恢复那个蒙福的关系。
We want to return to that blessed relationship.
那么我们以前讲过什么叫做建立信仰。
And before we spoke of what it is to found our faith,
建立信仰就是我们作为被造的生命
That is to say that as created beings,
然后与造物的主的关系
We build our relationship with the Creator.
那么这个就是说我们与那个客观的、正确的、真实的这个记住啊，客观的、真实的、正确的那一个至高者来建立关系。
That is to say that we build a relationship with that true and objective creator.
所以跟他的 most highest, 跟他来 build up our relationship, 跟他来建立我们跟他的关系。
To build a relationship with the most high.
那么这个就是我们的信仰。
And that is our faith.
那么我们说信仰的第一重要性
And what is the first most important thing in your faith?
不是我们很虔诚。
It is not that you are very pious.
而是你要知道他的正确的那个对象。
But that you must know, the truth and be accurate about it.
就是你的对象，你敬拜的对象是那个正确的对象，而不是个错的。
You must recognize that the one you believe in is true.
为什么在圣经里边，上帝在旧约的时候啊，特别反对拜偶像？
Why did God hate idolatry so much in the Old Testament?
那么当你去拜了偶像的时候，
because when you go and you commit idolatry,
那么不是犯奸淫啊，拜偶像 you worship an idol.
Idolatry.、Yeah.
那么这一下子我想不起来啊。那么就是表示你的至高者错位。
It means that you have worshipped the wrong thing.
那么至高者错位是导致一切人类问题的总根源。
And worshipping the wrong thing is the root of all evils in the world.
就是我们人类一切的 problem, 它那个错误的东西都是因为我们对于这个至高者的敬拜的错位而导致。
All of the problems in the world are because of, not recognizing the true Most High.
所以神在旧约的时候特别要求从以色列人开始影响整个全世界一定要敬拜那个正确的独一的那个至高的上帝。
And so in the Old Testament, God commanded the Israelites to only worship the true, the Most High One, and not any others.
所以我们在这里再一次清楚一个概念。
And today we should also be clear.
神是什么意思呢？
What does it mean? What does God mean?
神就是那一位跟我们直接有关系的那一位至高者。
God means that most high being who has a relationship with us.
我们也讲过一个概念。
And we speak of another concept.
一个复杂的存在。
A complicated existence.
合理的存在。
A meaningful existence.
那么它不可能是自然产生的。
It cannot happen by accident.
如果它是自然产生的，
If it happens by accident,
就不需要有任何的解释了。
Then it does not need to be explained.
但是它是智慧的创造的时候，
However, when it is created wisely,
那么它就有了规则在这个里面。
And when there is order there,
那么有了这个规则的时候，你使用它的时候就要符合这个规则。
And when there is order, you must obey the order.
那么如果你不符合这个规则的话，
And if you disobey it,
那么你就会把这一个复杂的存在把它弄坏。
And then you will destroy that complicated existence.
或者它不能正常的发挥它应该有的功用。
Or it will not function in the way that it is supposed to function.
那么作为一个复杂的合理的存在的时候，
And as a complex and ordered, existence,
谁有最终的权威来告诉你如何的去使用它呢？
Who has the right to inform you of how to use it?
那么我们说就是那一位使它存在的那一位。
And we say only its creator.
那么它的制造者，
The one who gave it its existence.
所以我们从这个我们的信仰里边，
And so from our faith,
我们所敬拜所信的这一位，
The one that we worship, the one we believe in,
正是使我们的人生存在的那一位，
Is the one who gave us our life.
我们的人生是有意义的，
Our life is meaningful.
我们的人生是有法则的。
Our life has laws.
所以我们怎么样去遵守这个法则呢？
How do we follow these laws?
你要回到那个造物者的面前。
You must return to its creator.
因此在今天的圣经里面，
So in the passage we read today,
主耶稣讲的这一段话，
The Lord Jesus said this.
他说，若有人爱我，
He said, if you love me,
就遵守我的命令。
You will keep my commandments.
刚才我们讲了信仰的目的。
Earlier we spoke of the meaning, the purpose of faith.
就是为要叫我们能够蒙福。
And that is to say we must be blessed.
那么在什么地方我们怎么样来蒙福呢？
And how should we be blessed?
这个在雅各书里边提到这样一句话。
It is written in the book of James.
我们通常情况下，我们常常认为说，我们祷告求上帝来成就我们的愿望的时候，我们就蒙福了。
Sometimes we think we are blessed when God listens to our prayers.
其实不是这样。
Actually not so.
在雅各书第一章第二十二节。
I will read from the book of James chapter 1 verse 22.
到二十五节。
就25。
我先用中文读出来，然后我们请翻译读英文的啊。说只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即就忘了自己的相貌如何。第25节说，唯有详细查看那全备使人得以自由的律法，并且时常如此，这人不是听见了就忘了，并且真实的实行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
So we read from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word, and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves, and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing.
在这里边我们就得到一个非常重要的概念。
And so here we receive a very important concept.
弟兄姊妹，我们想清楚这个问题。
Brothers and sisters, we should be aware of this.
我们怎么蒙福？
How can we be blessed?
我们中国人都想要蒙福。
All Chinese people want to be blessed.
昨天我们晚上去一个马来西亚人的餐馆吃饭。
Last night we went to eat to dine at a Malaysian restaurant.
这是马来西亚的华人。
So they were Malaysian Chinese.
那么他们的餐馆里边，我就发现墙上贴了一圈是倒过来贴的福气。
And I noticed the reversed blessed word poster on the wall.
那么，是我们看到我们华人走到哪里都希望自己能够成为去蒙福的这个能成蒙福的人。
And so we see the Chinese people everywhere hope to be blessed.
然后他在前面呢也放了一个小的东西。
And there was a little, thing.
是一只猫。
A small cat.
然后在那叮嘎叮嘎叮嘎在那动。
A small cat doing this.
然后呢下边写的招财进宝。
And it said,
这是招财进宝，就是wealth or money, come to me.
对，
这个以为说我们有了钱就可以有福气了。
As if to say, when you are wealthy, you are blessed.
但是圣经告诉我们一个非常重要的概念。
However, the scripture tells us differently.
怎么样才能蒙福？
How can you be blessed?
怎么样能蒙福？
How?
知道神的真理去遵行的人就蒙福。
It's the one who knows the law of God and follows it, he is blessed.
要不要跟我重复一遍？我们要成为蒙福的人吗？
Do we
要不要
be blessed?
要不要？要。怎么蒙福？
How can you be blessed?
就是知道了上帝的真理，又能够照着遵行的，你就蒙福了。
It's those who know the truth of the Lord and follow, you are blessed.
这个道理很简单。
This is very simple.
如果你好好开你的车，
If you drive your vehicle properly,
怎么好好开啊？
What does it mean to drive properly?
好好的读汽车的说明书。
But to understand the manual.
对吧？按照说明书好好保养你的汽车。
And take care of your vehicle according to the instructions.
那么你的汽车就有福了。
And your car will be blessed.
对不对？
Correct.
你自己乱用你的车。
If you use your car however you want.
你的车就倒霉了。
And your car will not be blessed.
所以这个就是那个很简单的原理。
And so this is a very simple concept.
所以今天我们来确定我们的信仰。
Today we should affirm our faith.
我们要明白我们确定信仰的那个目的在哪里。
We should recognize the purpose of our faith.
然后我们要知道我们确立了信仰以后我们应该是如何的去表达我们的信仰。
And we should know how we should express our faith.
在这个世界上的信仰宗教里头
In the religions of the world,
基本上都是以自我为中心的宗教。
All of the religions are centered around self.
所以我们都是人们都是到庙里边去。
And so people go into the temples.
然后去拜。
And they go and they worship.
然后求这个偶像来满足我的要求。
And they ask those gods to fulfill their own desires.
所以我去烧了高香。
And so I go and I burn incense.
那么就是他要为我做什么事。
And the God will help me.
所以我祷告他就要给我成就。
And so I pray and it will fulfill me.
这是大部分的人的宗教思想。
These are most people's religious thoughts.
可是我们今天来到真实的上帝的面前的时候。
But today when we come before the true God,
我们要从根本上来更正我们的想法。
We should change our thoughts.
我们不是让上帝来满足我的要求。
We do not want God to fulfill our own desires.
而是让上帝帮助我制服我里面的私欲。
But that God will help me to control my desires.
然后来遵从上帝的旨意。
So that I may follow His will.
主耶稣说，若有人要爱我的话。
The Lord Jesus says, if you love me,
就遵行我的命令。
You will keep my commandments.
他说我现在要求我的父。
He said, now I will ask the Father.
让父再差一位中文叫做保惠师来。
And he will give you another what's called an advocate.
那么保惠师在原文在希腊原文里面。
This word advocate in the Greek,
是表示是个安慰者。
Represents someone who,
give you comfort,
who comforts.
然后是一个引导者
and a leader,
是一个劝慰，就是两方面劝和的人。
Someone who makes peace,
是这样的一个意思。
It's that kind of concept.
然后说这一位是真理的圣灵
and so this is the true Holy Spirit.
那么他要永远与我们同住
and it will be with you forever.
主耶稣说我也不撇下你们为孤儿
and the Lord says I will not leave you alone like orphans.
说我也要到你们这里来
but I will come with you as well.
但是这一些神的灵要与我们同在
however the spirit of the whole of God will be being with us.
是有一个条件
there is a requirement.
那么这个就是有了我的命令又遵守的
and that is those who have my commandments and who follow
这人就表达了他对我的爱
this person has shown his love for me
他说这样的人不但我要爱他
this person not only will I love them
连上帝也要连天父也要爱他
but the heavenly father will love them also
下边说就很重要
and next he says
并且要向他显现
And reveal myself to them.
我相信我们在座的弟兄姊妹
I believe our brothers and sisters here.
有很多人都有一颗遵从上帝的心
Many of you have a heart to follow the Lord.
也的确在很多事上遵行了上帝的旨意
And have followed his commandments in many ways.
可是我们好像没有几个人真正的见过神，对吗
？However, it seems we have not personally met God.
神真的向那些遵行他旨意的人去显现了吗
？Does God really reveal Himself to those people?
好，我们先说关于真理圣灵的工作。
First, let us speak of the work of the Holy Spirit.
为什么上帝要差一位圣灵住在我们中间呢
？Why must the Lord send the Holy Spirit?
这里边说明一个问题。
It represents an issue.
就是我们人凭自己的智慧和自己的思想要来明白上帝的工作非常难。
That is that it is very hard for people to understand the work of God on their own.
那么我们要想明白圣经的真理
If we want to understand the truth of the scriptures,
你凭你自己的思想也非常难。
By your own wisdom, it is very difficult.
为什么非常难呢
Why is it very difficult?
因为我们已经习惯了我们那种世俗化的思维方式
because we are used to the thinking of the world
那么这个神的更高的属灵的原则
however the higher principles of God the heavenly principles
我们很难和它中间有个呼应
it is very hard for us to understand
这里边有一个基本的错位
there's a very basic misunderstanding
错位、这个错位什么呢就是人的思维方式人的思维方式
It is that the thinking of people of man
就是我们今天世界上一般世界上的思维方式
The way that most people think in the world
是以什么为原则呢
And what is the principle
以最大满足自我为原则
Is that greatest happiness
就是这个 maximum benefit to myself 就是以这个东西为 basic principle, we set up 我们的 mind.
Is that we set our minds on greatest benefits to ourselves.
所以我们最大限度的来追求我的那个益处利益。
And so everything is to pursue the greatest benefits to ourselves.
但是神是公义的。
However, God is just.
神是爱的。
God is love.
所以爱是不以自我为中心的。
And love is not self-centered.
所以这个时候就产生了一个我们思想问题的那个基本点错位。
And、so now there's a misunderstanding of basic principles.
所以我们不能理解上帝为什么你这样做事情。
And、so we cannot understand how God works.
因为他是公义的。
Because God is just.
因为他是慈爱。
Because God is love.
而我们呢是自私的。
However, we are self-centered.
所以我们很难理解他为什么这样做。
And so we cannot understand how God works.
除非神的灵自己在我们里面工作。
Unless the Holy Spirit can work in us.
那么使我们的心啊原来这个是对的。
So we may understand his work.
我们能够理解上帝的旨意。
We can understand the will of God.
因为我们也是按照上帝的形象被造
because we are made in his image
那么我们里边有一个本能的与上帝呼应的那个功能
and so we have the ability to interact with God
但是呢在长期的这个罪的生活里面的时候
however after living in sin for a long time
我们把与神之间呼应的那个功能慢慢给压制下去
we have suppressed that ability to communicate with God
圣灵来
The Holy Spirit comes,
并不是给我们一个新的功能
not to give you something new,
而是重新开启我们按照神的形象被造的那个生命的那个跟神之间能够呼应的那个功能
but to revive that image of God that is in us, that is able to communicate with God.
这个功能在我们的身上要求一个我们的态度
and this ability requires an attitude from us.
这个就是谦卑
and that is humility
当我们谦卑下来的时候
and when we become humble
圣灵就开始在我们中间工作
the Holy Spirit can work among us
圣灵在我们里面工作的时候
and when the Holy Spirit works among us
我们就更加的谦卑了
we are even more humble
因为圣灵光照在我们里面的时候
when the Holy Spirit shines upon us
才使我们看到了我们自己原本是何等的那个败坏何等的软弱
we can recognize our own weakness and our own corruption
然后在这种情况下我们才可能产生一颗渴慕神真理的心
and so we may have a heart that longs for the truth
然后这时候圣灵再把圣经的真理放在我们的里面
and the Holy Spirit can speak the truth from the scriptures into us
那个时候我们好像大卫所说的我们才灵魂苏醒
and that is like when King David wrote that our spirit comes to life
我们就哎呀原来是这样的
And we recognize what we are like.
那么有了这样的对真理的理解的关系以后
And when we have this relationship with the truth,
圣灵同时还有另外一个工作
The Holy Spirit has another job.
就是他要给我们力量
Is that it will give us power.
让我们去把神的话能够遵行出来
That we may follow the Lord's commandments.
那么当主耶稣讲了这些话以后呢
And when Jesus spoke of these words,
有一个门徒叫犹大
There was an apostle named Judah.
这个是亚勒非的儿子犹大，不是那个加略人犹大。
It is Judas, but not Judas Iscariot.
然后他就问耶稣说，他说主啊，为什么你向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
And Judas says, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us, but not to the world?
这个下边主耶稣就在解释回答这句话。
And then Jesus answers him.
当我们看到这个解释的时候，我们感觉到这个解释很奇怪。
We may see that this explanation seems very strange.
似乎主耶稣没有直接回答这个犹大的问题。
As if Jesus is not directly answering Judas's question.
其实他不是回答这个问题。
Actually, he is not answering the question.
他是解释这个问题。他是 explain it. 他就把它解释出来啊。他不是 directly give you an answer, 就是为什么这样。但是他把这个不向世人显现向这个信主的人显现那个原理把它解释出来。
So he is not responding directly to the question, but he is explaining the principle of the phenomena.
他说人若爱我就遵守我的道。
He says, those who love me will keep my word.
也就是说爱耶稣的人这个遵守他的道但是这些人呢这些人就是 就是门徒。
And so he says, those who love God and who follow his words, those are the apostles, the disciples.
那么主说，这些人啊，我要向他们显现。
And the Lord says, I will appear to these people.
怎么显现
？How?
好，咱们讲一个故事。
So let us tell a story.
这个故事是雅各的故事。
And this is the story of Jacob.
雅各当年因为他从他的父亲那里用了一个不太好的方法得到了父亲对他的祝福。
And so Jacob used some shifty means to get the blessing from his father.
这个祝福本来应该是他的哥哥以扫的。
And this blessing was for his elder brother Esau.
其实后来呢也应该是他的。
And later on it would be his.
因为以扫已经把这个长子的名分一卖给他。
Because Esau already gave him the first birth, the firstborn right.
可是以扫这个人很差劲。
However, Esau was not a good person.
这个他已经把长子的名分卖给人家了。
Even though he sold his firstborn right.
而且启示卖给人家的。
And he gave it by covenant.
到了真正要祝福的时候他又想得到这个祝福。
But by the time of the blessing, he still wants the firstborn blessing.
所以这个是很糟糕的一件事情。
And so this is not right.
雅各这个人呢也挺糟糕的。
Jacob, however, is also not a good person.
他买到了这个长子的名分。
He bought the firstborn right.
可是呢，他不敢说。
But he's afraid to say.
似乎这个交易是不太被认可的。
As if this deal was not recognized.
总之，当时的那件事情不太好。
And so this whole situation was not good.
但是不管怎么说，以撒就是他父亲啊的祝福还是给了雅各。
Anyway, Isaac the father gave his blessing to Jacob.
于是这个以扫就非常生气。
And so Esau became angry.
就想要杀雅各。
And he wanted to kill Jacob.
雅各就逃跑了。
And so Jacob fled away.
雅各逃跑了以后。
And when he fled.
上帝在他逃亡的21年里面。
During those 21 years when he was exiled.
那么上帝向雅各叫雅各一步一步的来认识上帝。
God led him to come and to understand him.
经过了二十多年在外边神跟雅各之间的互动。
During this 20 or so years of living on his own,
雅各跟神之间的互动就是这个互动英文就翻译成什么就是神跟雅各说你要做这个雅各就来跟神说怎么样这个中间有一个互相认识的过程。
So there was a process.
不是互相认识雅各认识上帝的过程。
There's a process of Jacob coming to recognize God during his time living on his own.
那么到了一个时间
And then a time came.
上帝说我这一次要向雅各真正的显现的时候。
And God decided this is when I will reveal myself to Jacob.
目的是要叫雅各真实对上帝有一个信仰。
So that Jacob will have a true faith with God.
于是他说上帝就对雅各说说你回到你的父亲家里去。
And so God said to Jacob, return to your father's house.
上帝说我一定祝福你的。
And he said, I will bless you.
雅各就听话了。
And Jacob did it.
就去了。
And so he went.
但是他要回到他父家里边去的时候。
But when he was to return to his father's house,
他要面对一个挑战。
He must face a great difficulty.
就是他哥哥想要杀他这件事。
And that is his brother wants to kill him.
21年了。
But after 21 years.
他哥哥还恨他吗？
Does his brother still hate
him? 哎呀，如果那时候有手机就好了。
If only they had cell phones.
所以先那个时候先跟他通通话。
Maybe he could send him a text.
了解一下他当时的情况怎么样。
And see what his feelings are.
这个然后他就知道了该怎么做，对吧？
And then he will know what to do.
可是那个时候没有手机。
But at that time there was no cell communication.
所以他只能凭着信心往家走。
And so with faith he went home.
快到接近到了那个迦南地和亚南地的地界了。
When he was reaching the border of his father's land,
那么他就派了仆人到他哥哥那里去。
And so he sent his servants before his brother.
然后他就想了解一下他哥哥那边情况怎么样。
To understand how his brother is like.
虽然没有手机，可是派一个人去。
So without a cell phone, he can still send messengers.
这个他的仆人就回来。
And his messenger came back.
说你的哥哥正带着400个壮丁迎着你来了。
And he said, your brother is coming with 400 great warriors.
所以这个雅各当然知道那个不是仪仗队，那是来打仗的。
And so Jacob knows that it's not a party, it's their soldiers for battle.
你知道仪仗队是什么吗？
仪仗队。
啊，这个仪仗队就是那个当国家元首接受另外一个来这个 访问的人的时候，旁边站了两队人站在那里，嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣，那叫仪仗队。我不知道那个东西英文叫什么。
So the 400 people are not, it's not a welcoming party. They're the soldiers.
哎呀，他们是来打仗。所以这时候雅各很害怕。
And so Jacob was greatly afraid.
他有一个具体的困难在这里。
He had a very practical problem.
面对这个困难，雅各怎么办呢
？And what should he do?
正常人的反应。
The normal person's response.
怎么办
？What is it?
逃跑嘛
？It's to run away.
对吧？可是雅各说，因为神让我去面对这个问题。
And Jacob said, God told me, God commanded me to face this problem.
所以这时候雅各已经经过了21年对神的经历。
And during this time, Jacob has experienced the power of God for 21 years.
我们可以相说雅各对神已经有了一定的信心了。
And so we can think that Jacob already has a certain faith in God.
可是他的信心不是很足。
But his faith is not complete yet.
从哪里知道他的信心不足呢
？How do we know it's not complete?
就是他害怕。
Because he's afraid.
如果他真的信心很足
，If his faith was complete，
他就直接去了
，Then he would just go。
可是他不敢去
，But he's afraid。
哎，他想了很多办法
，He thought of many。
有很多人说雅各这个家伙就是会想办法
，Some people think Jacob is such a tactician。
这个犹太人到现在他是会很会想办法的民族
，Jewish people today are still very strategic。
这个所以很像他的祖宗
，Very much like their ancestor。
你知道咱们在学民数记的时候，他们就打发探子去看迦南地，对吧
？When we read the book of Numbers。They send spies into the land.
这个约书亚也派探子去看迦南地，看这个耶利哥。
And Joshua sent spies into the city of Jacob.
现在以色列的这个探子是最厉害的。
And today the Israelites have the best spies in the world.
所以他们这种传统啊，这个好像人很聪明的。
They are very clever.
但是再怎么聪明
，But no matter how clever they are,
他毕竟要面对他哥哥400人。
He must face his brother's army.
他很聪明
，He's very clever.
他知道他一算这个比例，他根本打不过他。
He knows that he cannot win this battle.
所以他不是一个傻瓜
，And so he's not silly.
所以他怎么办
？What should he do?
最后他只能来仰望上帝了。
And so he comes to ask, pray to God.
所以他回来在上帝面前祷告。
He prays to God.
前些日子我刚刚跟我们的年轻人分享了关于雅各的那篇祷告。
A few weeks ago, I shared about Jacob's prayer.
那是一个非常典型的祷告，祈求式祷告的例子。
It is a very classical example of a prayer.
他祷告完了以后
after finishing his prayer,
这个上帝就向他显现。
God appears to him.
当然那是个神的使者。
A messenger of God.
他就跟雅各之间来摔跤。
And so they wrestle.
摔了一个整夜。
And they wrestled for the entire night.
然后到了早晨的时候，这个神的使者说：“天快亮了，让我走吧。”
And in the morning, the messenger says, "It is almost light. Let me go."
雅各说一句话，说：“你不给我祝福，我就不让你走。”
And Jacob says, "Unless you bless me, I will not let you go."
这个在这个时候，那个神的使者就把这个雅各的大腿摸了一把。
At this time, the messenger touches Jacob's hip.
结果雅各就瘸了。
And Jacob becomes a cripple.
所以这个时候的雅各是什么状态呢
？At this time, what is in the heart of Jacob?
我们知道雅各这个人很壮。
We know that he is very strong.
很肌肉非常强壮的人。
He's quite physically powerful.
再怎么强壮，摔了一个整夜了。
But he has wrestled for an entire night.
所以他这个时候是非常非常的疲劳，对吧
？And so now he is very tired.
然后第二件事情就是他腿又瘸了。
And now he's become a cripple.
所以现在呢，他打也不能打，跑也不能跑了。
And so he cannot fight and he cannot run.
所以他只有一件事
And so he has only one thing he can do.
干什么
？What is that?
相信上帝
And that is to trust in God.
所以这个时候呢，上帝把他一切自己的能力全部拿掉的时候
And so when God has taken away all of his own power,
就为他祝福了
And God blesses him.
祝福了以后，神的使者就走了
And then the messenger of God leaves.
雅各要单独的面对他的哥哥和400个壮丁
And Jacob must face his brother and his 400 soldiers on his own.
这个时候我不知道。咱们都不知道啊，读圣经，圣经没有告诉我们那个耶和华的使者为雅各祝福的时候，他说的什么东西。
At this time, we don't know what the messenger actually blessed Jacob with.
你想想那个使者说的什么东西
？What do you think the messenger will say?
他可能说的什么
？What might he have said?
大概就是说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝，现在告诉你，你去面对你的哥哥，你的哥哥。你去面对他的时候，你不用怕，他一定给你拥抱，两个人哭泣，不会有战争发生。
Maybe the messenger said, the God of Abraham and Isaac and yourself, when you says that when you go to meet your brother, you will not fight, you will just hug it out. Everything will be okay.
这个雅各说真的吗
？Jacob said, really?
他说真的。
And the messenger said, yeah, really.
因为是上帝说的。
Because God says so.
然后雅各就去。
And so Jacob went.
所以这个叫信心付诸行动。
And so this is called acting on your faith.
我们说如果没有上帝对雅各的祝福。
And we say, if God did not bless Jacob.
然后你去面对你的哥哥的时候
and if you go to face your brother,
然后你就相信你的哥哥会跟你是和平见面
and you believe that your brother will meet you peacefully,
那个叫做试探上帝
that is called testing God,
因为上帝没有这样的应许
because God did not give you this promise,
你一厢情愿的这样的信心
if you have a faith from your own,
上帝有可能救你
maybe God will save you,
有可能不救你
maybe he won't,
所以我们今天的信心的行动
And today our actions on our faith
第一件重要的事
First most important thing
是有上帝的应许
Is that it must be commanded by God first
有了上帝的 promise 有了神的应许
Is that it must be promised by God
然后有你相信上帝的应许
And you believe in the promise from God
然后你按照上帝的应许去行动
And then you go and you act
这个就产生了这个就是信心的行动了
And that is an act of faith
那么雅各就去了
And so Jacob went
正好不是当他遇见他哥哥的时候
And when he met his brother,
发生的那件事情
that event occurred,
和上帝祝福他的时候所说的是一样
just as the messenger promised.
所以雅各在那个时候就说了一句话
And so Jacob said something.
他说哥啊我见了你如同我见了上帝的面
And he said, brother, I have met you like I, and it is like I have met the face of God.
他哥哥心里很感动
And his brother was very flattered.
他哥哥以为说他哥哥是上帝雅各在夸他
He thinks that Jacob is flattering him.
因为他饶恕了他吗
Because he let him go. He
所以这个因为 his brother forgive him. So 他的哥哥就以为说雅各在 praise 他的哥哥说哎呀你饶恕了我好你就好像上帝那样伟大。
And so Esau thinks that because he forgave his brother that Jacob is praising him, that he is like God.
其实那个时候雅各脱口而出的不是说的那件事。
Actually, Jacob is not praising his brother.
雅各去面对他哥哥的时候
but when Jacob is facing his brother,
心里一定在七上八下。
His heart is very troubled.
所以到底我面对我哥哥真的能跟我像上帝说的那样和我是互相拥抱和平见面吗
When I meet my brother, will it really go the way that the Lord had said?
所以他心里面一直在想着这件事
And so his heart was worrying about this.
所以当他见了他哥哥的时候
And so when he met his brother,
这个事真的发生了
This thing really occurred like God said.
昨天晚上那个祝福今天早晨那个祝福啊
And he thinks, oh, this message that I received this morning.
那真是上帝的话
It is truly from God.
所以我现在见了我哥哥如同我虽然我没有看见上帝但是我如同面对面见了上帝
Now he thinks I've met my brother and it is as if I have met God
这个叫做神向我们显现
And this is called God revealing himself to us
你遵行上帝话的人
Those who follow the word of God
你就这样经历上帝
And you will experience God
你虽然不是面对面看见他
Even though you do not see his face
但是你知道这是上帝与你同在
But you will recognize that this is his presence
那么这样的时候你的信心就更加坚固
And at this time your faith will be established
你的信心更加坚固的时候
And when your faith is established
你就更有勇气在未来日子里边你就更有勇气来遵行上帝的话
And you will have the courage to continue to follow the commandments of God
那么如果你更加有勇气遵行上帝的话
And when you have courage to follow the commandments of God
你就更加得到一次一次的经验上帝与你的同在
and you will experience more and more his presence
上帝就说我要到那里到你那里去和你同住了
and God said I will go and I will live with you
你就会真的知道你不是孤单的
and you will recognize that you are not alone
有神与你同在
that the Lord is with you
那么这样我们在遵行上帝的旨意的过程里面
and when we are in the process of following the commands of God
就表达了我们的信仰
We have expressed our faith
那么就坚固了我们的信仰
And we have built our faith
那么当我们来遵行上帝旨意的时候
And when we go and we follow his commands
是一个什么态度来遵行上帝的旨意呢
With what attitude do we do this
有很多人对于遵行神旨意这件事情有误解
There are many people who have a misunderstanding towards following his commands.
那么这个误解最根源来自于哪里呢？
And where does this misunderstanding come from?
是来自于撒旦魔鬼。
Is from Satan.
从一开始伊甸园的时候，撒旦魔鬼就把这个错误的概念给了人类。
From the beginning in the Garden of Eden, Satan has given the wrong ideas to humanity.
那么这个错误的概念是什么呢？
And what is this wrong idea?
就是遵行上帝的旨意，我很受约束啊。
And that is that I will be accepted if I follow the command of God.
很受约束就是 I'm bondaged.
Or that is I'll be very restricted if I follow the commands of God.
我就不自由了嘛。
I will be unfree.
所以遵行上帝的旨意是一件很倒霉的事儿。
And so it is actually a bad thing to follow God's commands.
我们很多人有这种误解。
Some people have this misunderstanding.
以为上帝整天就是叫我听话就倒霉死了。
As if God wants to restrict everything you want to do.
所以我们心里边就开始产生一种反叛。
And so in our hearts, we want to rebel.
你叫我上东，我偏向西，就是不听你的话，气死你。
I don't want to listen to you, God.
很多孩子对父母就是这样。
Some children have this attitude to their parents.
其实父母都叫希望孩子听话。
Actually, parents want their children to be obedient.
为什么要叫孩子听话？
Why do they want them to be obedient?
孩子们，为什么爸爸妈妈叫你们听话？
Why do your parents want you to obey them?
因为谁倒霉又听爸妈妈话。
Do you think they want to restrict you?
其实不是的。爸爸妈妈叫你听话。
Actually, your parents want you to obey them.
目的是要叫你成为有福气的孩子。
Because they want you to be good children.
爸爸妈妈为什么叫你听话？
Why do they want you to obey them?
因为爸爸妈妈爱你。
Because they love you.
可是我们常常不懂得爸爸妈妈的爱。
But sometimes we do not understand their love.
我们误解爸爸妈妈的爱。
We misunderstand their love.
我们讨厌爸爸妈妈的爱。
We hate their love.
因为好像爸爸妈妈就约束我的自由了。
As if they are restricting our freedom.
弟兄姐妹，所以主耶稣在这就说。
And so Jesus here, he says.
我们来遵行他的旨意。
He says, when we go and we keep his commands.
不是一种被勉强的态度。
Not with an attitude of force, not with a forced attitude.
大家我们要不要自己一块说
We should say it together.
我们遵行上帝的旨意
When we follow the Lord's commands,
不是用被勉强的态度
Not with a forced attitude.
什么态度
But
爱他的态度
With a loving attitude.
主说你爱我
Lord says you love me.
听我的话
Then keep my commands.
因为我先爱了你
Because I loved you first.
只有当你爱我的时候
Only when you love me.
你才知道我爱你
Do you recognize that I love you?
你才知道我叫你遵行我的旨意
Do you know that when I command you?
不是因为别的原因
Not for any other reason.
而是要你成为蒙福的人
But so that you may be blessed.
是对你有好处的
It is the best for you.
所以我们爱耶稣
And so we love our Lord.
我们信靠他
We rely on him.
我们明白他的心意
We understand his will
我们按照他的旨意去行
And we act according to his command
这样我们才体会到他是这样的爱我们
So that we may experience how he loves us
你遵行他的话的时候
When you act according to his commandments
你就知道他的话是真实的
You recognize that his words are true
他兑现他的话
And that he will fulfill his promises.
而且当你经历了以后
And when you experience this,
你知道这是对你最有好处的
You will know that this is the best for you.
因此弟兄姊妹
And so brothers and sisters,
我们建立了我们的信仰了吗
Have we established our faith?
你跟独一的上帝造物的主建立关系了吗
Do you have a relationship with the creator God?
爱他吗
Do you love him?
了解他的心意吗
Do you understand his will?
用一个爱他的心去遵行他的旨意吗
Do you have a heart that loves him to follow his commands?
如果你用这种方式来表达你的信仰
If you express your faith in this way,
你就更多地认识他。
You will know him more.
你有更多的体会，原来你遵行他的旨意的时候，才对你是最大的好处。
And you will experience that by following his words, that is the best for you.
如果你不听他的话
，However, if you rebel against his words,
你想你自己的道路
，and you follow your own freedom,
你就把你自己毁掉。
You will destroy yourself.
把你的环境毁掉。
You will destroy your environment.
把这个世界毁掉。
You will destroy the world.
我们今天世界上之所以存在这么多痛苦
，The reason that there's so much suffering in the world,
就是因为我们不爱他。
It's because we do not love him.
不信他。
We do not believe in him.
不听他的话。
We do not follow his words.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们是真有这样智慧的人。
I hope that we may be wise people.
先从我们开始。
To begin with ourselves.
认识他。
Recognize him.
爱他
love him
遵行他
obey him
认识他
understand him,
使我们成为蒙福的人,
that we may be blessed people,
也愿上帝的福气,
and that the blessing from God,
透过我们,
through us,
去祝福我们周围的人,
may go to all of those around us,
愿上帝祝福我们,
may Lord bless us.